Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. My people sitting in traffic, my people leaving work, my people going home to, well, going home to their wonderful families. Yeah, people love going home to their wonderful families. And if you're not, well, thank you for being here. I'm here with you. We'll be hanging out for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. So whether you're here in Georgia with me, you're up in New York with him, you're out west, you're over an ocean, you're over a border, thank you for being here. We've done a lot already. We talked about this, the contract extension handed out to Saquon Barkley. We talked about the fact that today, only two players in the NFL were hit with the franchise tag. That's T. Higgins and Trey Smith, offensive guard for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then we talked about just how bad the Dallas Mavericks are and the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, things are bad in Dallas. What can I say? Anyway, speaking of Dallas, in about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with Mac Angle. He covers all things Dallas Mavericks for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll ask him what they do or where they go from here. I guess they got to shut down Anthony Davis. That would make sense. And then next hour, we'll have a general conversation, all things draft, all things prospect, with Tony Pauline, NFL draft insider for SportsKeeda. He has been keeping up with the draft and combine and prospects for years. And so I'll have that conversation with Tony Pauline next hour. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 855-212-4227 is the number. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. There's more that we'll get into as the show goes on. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. LeBron James is 1 point away from being the first man ever in the NBA to have 50,000 points between the regular season and the postseason. So we got a lot to get into. But before we do that, I want to talk about something that hit the news today. And it's going to hit the news over the next month as we march towards the NFL draft. And I don't know if I want to go as far to call it character assassination, but that's in essence really what it is. And I'm specifically referring to Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion. Now, Deion Sanders, we know his gig. Okay, we can go back over the past 40 years and take a look at who he is, who he's been, how he's behaved. A lot of glitz, a lot of flash, a lot of glamour. He is an iconic football player as much as he is an iconic personality. He's one of the best football players, one of the best athletes that this country has ever seen. Flat and period. But whether your name is Shedeur Sanders or whether your name is Joe Smith or Joe Blow or John Doe, when it comes to the NFL draft, everybody is up for interpretation. Everybody is picked apart. This past weekend, we saw plenty of athletes, not Shedeur Sanders, not Cam Ward, not some of the best guys, but we saw some of the athletes try to put their best foot forward to show that they're the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, show that they're the smartest, the most athletic. That's the point of the NFL Combine. We saw plenty of athletes try to boost their draft stock. Well, Shedeur Sanders wasn't one of those athletes who went out and competed. Doesn't need to. There's not enough for him to go out there and gain by competing, and so he did it. Like I said, he's not the only dude who didn't do so. But we did hear from Shedeur. And in the process of him speaking with the media, he was very sure of himself. He was very confident in himself and who he is. And he wasn't afraid to share that. Sound familiar? His dad was like that. Except for Shedeur seems a little bit more reserved, but still confident. A matter of fact, one of the big things that he said over the weekend, or speaking at the Combine, but not competing, Shedeur says he is a culture changer.
If you ain't trying to change the franchise or the culture, don't give me. So you should know history repeats itself over and over and over, and I've done it over and over and over, so it should be no question why an NFL franchise should pick me.
Okay, right. What is he supposed to say? Hey, don't pick me, I suck. Hey, don't pick me, I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, don't pick me, because don't pick me unless you still want to be a loser. What is he supposed to say? I take what he just said with a grain of salt. He could end up on an NFL franchise, and he could help him win, he could help him lose. The guy's never thrown a pass. We can only judge by what he did in college, just like every other player, just like every other athlete. He did go to Jackson State. They got better. He did go to Colorado. And yeah, there was a lot of hype when they first got there. They looked good. They fell off, but they got better. Ended up in a bowl game last year in San Antonio. And last year, as he also had to run for his life, not as much as the year prior, Shedeur passed for 4,100 yards, 37 touchdowns. Not bad. Sign me up for that at the college level. That's why he's rated as one of the best QBs. But Shedeur did not stop there in telling everybody that he is a culture changer. He says, you know what? I hear what people are saying about other quarterbacks in this draft. I don't understand how I cannot be numero uno.
When people say I'm not, you know, one of the top quarterbacks or the top quarterback, is what are y'all going based off of? Because I did it year after year after year, and you see the progression. So it's like, obviously, it got to be some type of external hate that you have for the family, for the last name, for anything, because I know I proved myself on the field.
Oh, there you go, Sanders, right? We know how people feel about Deion. You either love the guy or you hate him. Me, personally, I feel whatever about Deion. I don't care. Like, I'm not buying into a lot of the stuff that he's selling in some cases and in the podcasts and the shows. I don't care about all of that. Just whatever he can do to sell himself, he certainly goes out there and does it. But he's proved himself as an athlete. His time has passed. He's been able to prove himself as a coach. Now he has to prove himself as a coach without coaching his son. So we'll see what he does. But I guess having that last name Sanders can rub people the wrong way. Maybe it's the last name. Maybe it's some of the behavior and words that come with it. Because now that Shedeur has spoken at the Combine, now that he did not compete, we got to wait to see his pro day. People are saying that he was too arrogant behind the scenes, that he sat down in meetings and wasn't professional and didn't take things seriously, that people didn't care or he didn't care what people thought about him. Matter of fact, you heard from Shedeur what he said publicly. Todd McShay says when he met with some of these teams on the McShay show, teams weren't all that enamored with speaking with him?
The two people that I spoke to, teams in the top 10 drafting that need a quarterback, left the meeting feeling like Shedeur Sanders was not overly concerned with what they thought of him. They had a 15-minute meeting with him, and when they were done, they both said in different ways, different words, that they did not feel like Shedeur Sanders cared all that much about what that organization thought of him.
Now, this is the interesting part about the draft process. You can't believe everything that's said. NFL teams are trying to manipulate the NFL draft, this order, its standings. They're trying to manipulate things the best way that they can. And we've known this for the past just months. When it comes down to NFL draft prospects, quarterback prospects specifically, people are taking a look at Cam Ward, and then they're taking a look at Shedeur Sanders. And now, over the past few days after he threw out there, people are taking a look at Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss, and Jackson Dart is telling people, yeah, I feel good. I'm similar to Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I got a lot to accomplish to be like him, but that's a comp. That's from his own mouth. That's what Dart said. And so, yeah, everybody's going to try to boost themselves up. Everybody's going to say what's on their mind. The athletes are going to speak. And teams are going to speak, too. Why is everything so anonymous? This is a part of the game. You know, I mean, damn it, if I'm the New York Giants and I want Shedeur Sanders, then, you know, maybe I leak it out that the guy sucks. Maybe I leak it out that we don't like him. Meanwhile, we absolutely love his guts because we want to draft him. We want to scare other teams away from picking him up. That is absolutely true. There are teams that try to manipulate the draft process to have a prospect fall right into their laps. This is also true. The second point I'm about to make. It's real easy to look at him and just say he stinks and his attitude is bad when his last name is Sanders, okay? Deion Sanders is quoted as basically telling him, hey, son, understand this. You're going to get beat up throughout the course of the draft process. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what people say. Because they're shoveling, you know what? And it's real easy to do when his last name is Sanders. Whether you like Deion Sanders, whether you hate his son or hate Deion or believe in him or don't, it's real easy to throw mud at him just because of his last name. I mean, is Quinn Ewers, is he catching crap? You know, is Ward catching crap? I mean, they're saying the same things, right? They may not be the son of a Sanders, but I remember hearing Quinn Ewers pretty much tell everybody, hey, look, I'm good. Like, I'm the best one here. As a matter of fact, listen to Quinn Ewers tell everybody pretty much why he's different than everybody else.
When people ask me this question, I feel like they're always looking for a physical answer, but I always go to an emotional answer, and I think that's my resiliency and just everything that I've dealt with. I know I keep talking about it, but I think that it's the reality of my position that I play. You have to be resilient. You have to have that mental toughness. And I think that's where I have an edge over most people coming out.
Man, tell us about your physical toughness, please. Tell me about your health, Quinn Ewers. Tell me how you stayed healthy at Texas. Tell me about that. Look, I don't care who you ask. I don't care what quarterback you talk to. If you're talking to a QB and he is not elevating himself, if he's not patting himself on the back, like, why do I want you? Why do I want somebody here? Why do I want somebody on my team who's expected to lead the rest of the locker room and you lack confidence? Here's the name of the game. Can you get the job done? People are going to judge now Shedeur, allegedly, reportedly, off of combine meetings. You want to know, I think, what we've heard the past couple of years, whether it's in Mississippi, whether it's in Colorado. You want to know what we've heard about Shedeur? Nothing. Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch. I've never heard a word about him getting in trouble. I've never heard a word about Shedeur Sanders causing trouble. I've never heard anything about him being a leader. I've never heard a peep. And so when you want to talk about people drumming up noise in order to manipulate the draft, here is a perfect example. There's enough of Shedeur Sanders on tape to draw a conclusion as to who and what he is as a prospect. How fast he is, how slow he is, how long he holds on to the ball, and how he rolls through his progression. We can go through all of that. What his arm strength looks like. Damn it, we had a guest on last week who pretty much said, oh yeah, people love Shedeur. When he walks in, he says hello to the media. Hey, when he walks in, he comes back and says, I'm going to come back and talk to you. He doesn't big time people. Shedeur Sanders, his last name might be Sanders. His last name might be Big Time. Do yourself a favor as well. Don't fall for the hype. Don't fall for the manipulation. That's really what it is. People will say something bad in order to get something good to fall their way. No, I don't know if Shedeur Sanders is going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if he'll be a successful one. I know somebody who has been working with him. His name is Tom Brady. Sometimes you got to look at the big picture. It's that time of year where it's time to trash draft prospects. And there's no bigger target than a guy with the last name Sanders. Don't fall for it. Don't. We'll see what happens next month. I'm sure we'll get some more trash that comes out between now and then. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, not trash. We're going to have a conversation with someone who covers a team that is trash from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're going to have a chat with Mac Angle to talk about what the hell these Dallas Mavericks are doing, besides raising these ticket prices, besides, you know, trading Luka Doncic. What comes next for the Mavs? We'll chat with Mac Engel on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Unfortunately, Dallas, the Metroplex, is garnering a lot of attention in the sports world because the Dallas Mavericks are just making some curious decisions. Now we see that Kyrie Irving has torn his ACL. He has a player option for next year. Anthony Davis has still played not even a full game for the Dallas Mavericks, and it's not looking good. To talk about what's going on with the Mavs, what's going on in the city of Dallas, what's going on in the Metroplex, joining us is someone who covers all of the above for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It's Mac Angle. Mac, thank you for taking the time.
It is a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
No doubt about it. I know it's difficult to look forward with the Dallas Mavericks because there's just so many question marks. If we want to look forward to the rest of this season, which is about a month or so, Kyrie is done. Should they shut Anthony Davis down? Has that even been given a thought?
I know it's been given a thought. And in fact, I would be willing to bet I can't see him playing now. I mean, they're without so many different guys that it doesn't really even behoove them to make the playoffs. I mean, without Kyrie Irving, they don't have the score that they were counting on. And you know, with the team that they thought they were going to have, and I realize I am not justifying that trade at all, but with the team they thought they were going to have, and that was going to be a team that was going to be a tough out because it had three legit defenders at the rim that were going to be nightmares for other teams, as well as perimeter scorers and elite ball handlers and Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving. Well, all those guys, other than Klay, is out. And Klay is a great spot-up shooter, but, you know, he's 35, and without those other guys, we're wasting our time, but it's pretty close. I mean, they're four games ahead of the Suns for the play-in, and I just don't know what that value does. So I think I would be willing to bet that while they may not do it intentionally, their eyes now are going to be fully focused on the draft and the lottery.
Mac Angle joining us here from the Star-Telegram. When you think about what has happened, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories about the Dumonts and what they want to do with the team and the area and gambling. Was this strictly a basketball decision and moving on from Luka, or do you believe, obviously, there are other business interests that are involved? We would have never seen this under Cuban.
Never. I do believe that Patrick Dumont bought the Mavericks as an investment, and then two, as a placeholder to have a spot in line for when Texas does pass gaming, which I believe will happen. Mm-hmm. I've never believed for a second that the long-term play is to move the Mavericks to Las Vegas. I don't think the NBA would allow that. Now, the counter to that argument has been, well, they let the Sonics leave Seattle over a building dispute, and the NFL did let the Raiders and Rams leave Los Angeles, and they were without a franchise in Los Angeles for a long time. Those are valid. I just don't see the NBA allowing the fourth largest market to be without a franchise. I think the more likely scenario is that a franchise is granted the expansion to Las Vegas in the coming future. So those are all separate from basketball. And the more people I talk to who I trust on this subject with the Mavericks, I think this just came down to ego. I think Nico Harrison and some other members too, not Patrick Dumont, I think Nico Harrison was sick of Luka Doncic and did not feel like they could win a championship or he was going to be worth the $350 million that he's going to be due, that he would have been due had he remained a Maverick this summer. So those are two separate entities, but that's why I ultimately think why Luka Doncic is with the Lakers.
Mac Angle joining us here from the Star Telegram. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about Nico Harrison having an ego and being sick of Luka Doncic. He just took them to an NBA Finals. He's now sitting on the beach with his wife when he's not throwing alley-oops to LeBron. And Nico, at the press conference, pretty much said, hey, this is not a long play. This is a short play. Is it his intention to ultimately just go back to corporate America? Like, this isn't a dream job for him, is it? I know he played ball, but is this a dream job?
I still can't get my head around that they did it. And that has been tossed out to me by somebody who's familiar and is, you know, knows works of the franchise that they threw out. If this doesn't work out, then, you know, he can easily just go back to Nike and the corporate world, because he's not going to get another NBA job. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
And we, you know, remember, you have to go back. NBA teams had been in pursuit of Nico Harrison for quite a while before he ultimately agreed with Mark Cuban to be the president of basketball operations, GM, whatever. You know, the San Antonio Spurs knocked on his door for a long time, and he said no every time. And when they hired him, it was a big deal. And in fairness to Nico, right up until the moment he traded Luka Doncic for, as far as I'm concerned, what a Mavericks employee told me, pennies on the dollar, he'd done pretty well. The trades that he had made looked good. The acquisitions looked good. Convincing Klay Thompson to leave the Lakers, or pardon me, to say no to the Lakers in favor of the Mavericks, everything looked good. And that's why this one caught everybody blindsided. I even as I sit here and talk about it with you, and I've talked about this to death for the last month, I still can't believe they did it. Because you said it, Mark Cuban would never. Mark Cuban had some questionable player decisions in his long run as the owner GM, but he would never, ever have allowed Luka to walk out the door, and certainly not for what they got in return. No way.
Well, Mac, you think about a Cuban selling his stake. At the time, it was said that he was going to have final decision on basketball matters. That has obviously not been the case, and it was a little surprising to hear that when you sell away the majority of something. And really, since the trade, all we've heard from Cuban is, you know, telling the fan to sit down and shut up. Can we expect more at some point, or is he just going to ride the wave because he sold his stake and he has his own business interest here?
He doesn't have any say in personnel anymore. That was one of those things that was reported. And, you know, when he sold the team, it had that very unique caveat of, I'm selling the team, and I'm selling the majority of the team, but I'm keeping X shares, whatever it was, and I'm going to be the final say on basketball decisions. You know, that was really rare. That's a really unique deal. Well, by the end of May, 1st of June, he had pretty much sold the rest of his shares, and the final say on basketball decisions was pretty much done by July. And that was just one of those little details that went, you know, kind of off the radar because it was the summertime and the season was over, the finals were over, and, you know, nobody just really noticed it. But everybody noticed it when they traded away Luka Doncic. He loves the Mavericks. They're a huge part of his life and his legacy for that matter. But he has no say in those kinds of decisions anymore, obviously.
Mac Angle here with us from the Star Telegram. So what happens next? We saw the price hike for the fans, and how that was communicated was just, hey, we're going to reinvest in the team. And so now, you know, we're going to raise the ticket prices. We know what the fan response has been. What do the fans do? What is the best case scenario for the basketball team? It just seems like they're likely going to be in the doldrums for a few years, and they've bled the team out.
The best case, I think, for the Mavericks is that, and again, I'm you're asking me to really stretch a pretzel here. I think the best case is what happens to them is what happened to Oklahoma City when they lost Harden and they lost Russell Westbrook and they lost KD. It took a minute, but that's the best team in the league now. You know, now the difference was they stockpiled draft picks and they were very aggressive in young player acquisitions, but they found SGA and lots of other guys who are really good. Chet Holmgren, obviously, that took a minute. But last season and now this season, that's best-case scenario because Kyrie's going to be 33, and he's going to be coming off a major injury. And they were asking – this was the part that bothered – there's lots of parts to this trade that bothered me, but you were asking two guys on the wrong side of 30, both of whom came into the league with 1 year of college experience, so they were really young. That means they've been playing 82-game schedules – you know, in theory, since they were 19 years old, 19 or 20. And that's a lot of mileage. And everybody's like, well, LeBron this. Okay, well, LeBron's the outlier. LeBron doesn't apply to everybody else. And the part with Kyrie that always worried me, and I remember asking about it before the season started, about falling and taking the way he falls. Because the way, his bread is buttered on plays at the rim and dribble drive penetration. He's one of the best who ever played at it. And, you know, we've seen guys who eventually lose that. Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, even Michael Jordan. And he became more of a turnaround post-up jump shooter as he got older. And he was 6'6". Kyrie's 6'2.5". So I would think he will exercise that player option. I would imagine Anthony Davis is going to sit it out, and they're going to roll with what they got for next season and just hope it stays together. But I think they're... You know, I'm not terribly optimistic about it, but my gut tells me today, here in early March, that's what they're going to. And remember, Kyrie's not coming back for 8 to 10 months.
That's right.
Like, even if best case scenario, he's back February 1. Like, he ain't coming back. He ain't coming back by Christmas. He's not coming back by January or MLK Day or any of those, you know, sort of signature NBA regular season moments. Before the trade, he's not coming back for them. And when he does come back, is he the same guy? So I think, you know, they got their work cut out for him. And if I'm, you know, someone who wants to see the franchise do well, be honest with you, and it sucks. I hate it. I loved watching Luka Doncic play basketball. And I understand there were some, you know, he had some prima donna moments, and there were some concerns about his weight, which were justified. But, dude, That was one of the most enjoyable guys I've ever watched playing basketball, and I've watched a lot of dudes playing basketball, and now he's a Laker.
Well, Mac, as we start to wrap things up, is there more dirt? I mean, outside of, hey, Luka likes to drink, Luka likes to smoke, is there more that's coming out, or is this really, like you said, just about ego?
At this point, unless he's like a heroin dealer, or he's on the Epstein list, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Yeah, but
who cares? No. I mean, if we went back, and I understand it is a day and age, this is a different day and age. 2025 is not 1985. If we were to sit there and monitor the cigarettes and beer that Larry Bird consumed back in the day, if Nico Harrison was running the Celtics, Larry Bird would have been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I get it. I mean, Luka Doncic, his weight does fluctuate, and he falls down a lot. And he's at some point he's going to have to get real about that. But to trade him away for what they got, that to me is professionally negligent.
Mac, last question for you. You're down in Dallas, Fort Worth. When you take a look at Jerry Jones, when you take a look at what's going on with the Mavericks. Jerry Jones is kind of pushed to the background every now and then, right? We got a new hated ownership group.
That's the amazing part. Like, Jerry just came off of a season and an off season where we all took turns, you know, shooting fish in the barrel. And he's used to it. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's used to it. The team hasn't been to an NFC championship game since 95, 96. But he was used to it. They hire a coach. They don't make the playoffs. they botch a coaching search. They replace him with a guy that, you know, nobody was going to hire. And so now he is the king fish in the barrel that everybody can take a pop gun and not miss. And unbelievably, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the architect of a 2024 NBA Finals team, is now the biggest dope on the block. Unbelievable.
Hey, let's see how long he sticks around with the team to before he's – what word did he use, Mac? He says they'd hang him. Isn't that what he said?
No, he didn't go there. He used a shovel. He used a shovel Bury analogy. Yeah, he avoided the noose. Thank God he avoided the noose. Used the shovel, but he's not wrong.
Oh yeah, he's already started to throw the dirt on himself. But
right. I'm like him and Jay. And you know what? Here's the good news. Back right after the season ended, he and Jason Kidd got contract extensions.
Hey, at least he get paid on the way out the door as he goes back on the way back to Nike.
Get the bag. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you're going back to Portland. Start selling shoes. You might as well get you the bag.
And he has some good shoes to go walking in, too. That is without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Mac, thank you so much. A pleasure.
He's got those classic Air Jordans. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he can afford. He can afford the original Jordans.
Oh, I'm sure he has a nice a shoe collection in closet. Hey, Mac, where can people follow you and all of your work, all of your writings, all of your books? Fill us in, Mac.
No, that's very kind of you. Seriously, thank you very much. Well, you can find me on X or Twitter at Mac Engel Prof, MacEngelProf. I used to teach. I don't anymore. You can find me on my website, MacEngel.com. I'm one of my five visitors. You can find my books there, any number of other stuff that I do, and, of course, my work on StarTelegram.com. I respond. Anybody emails me, I respond to them. Anybody. Anybody reaches out and takes 2 seconds to read my work or dog cuss me, you get a response from me. I do that. So I really appreciate you having me on and allow me to plug my stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no, absolutely. We appreciate your time and your insight, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully with some good news next time, Mac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe baseball season will give us something, because sure as hell ain't going to be basketball.
Yeah, I did see an outfielder out there in Texas might be a little hurt, so we'll wait on that one, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Mac. You be well. That Mac Engel covers all things Dallas sports and Texas sports for the Star Telegram. He's still, like everybody else, shocked at what has taken place with Luka Doncic and now the injury of Kyrie Irving. Now there's the thought and the idea of, why do you even want to bring Anthony Davis back to play? It just is it's a disaster. Thank you again to Mac for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I do want to give you an update on a few other things that took place in the NFL. We got a New York Jet who has been shown the door, and then we have a New York Giant. Well, the New York Giants might be embracing a former New Yorker. I will explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to Mac Engel for joining us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, down in the Metroplex in Dallas-Fort Worth, to talk about what the hell is going on, what's going wrong with the Dallas Mavericks. And he, who is very close to the situation, is not feeling positive about their future. And I think most of us would probably agree. I wonder if Nico Harrison, if he feels any different about things as well. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. I do then want to talk to you some more NFL action, what's going on in the league, and who got cut, who is a free agent, who can go elsewhere. We only had two players who got tagged today, and T. Higgins and then also Trey Smith, the guard for the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll get into some more NFL action. And then also, next hour, we'll be joined by Tony Pauline from SportsKeeter. Covers all things NFL draft and NFL combine. You know, we talked about Shedeur Sanders and a lot of the attention that he's received over the past several days. People saying that he didn't take his interview seriously. And I'm saying, you got to take everything with a little bit of, you got to take it with a grain of salt. And so we'll have a conversation with Tony Pauline. That'll be one of the things that we ask. But let's go ahead and get to the phone lines right now and talk to Dave. He's here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dave, what's up?
Well, JR, the flow of the show is awesome, man. You start out with free agency, what I get to, but then you go to Shador Sanders. Coming from a 66-year-old man, I've watched his last 2 years, and JR, I'm buying what he's selling.
You are buying what he's selling, or you're not?
Yes. Yes, I foresee him being his father.
What, the quarterback version of his dad?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he came from his loins. That would make a little bit of sense, I guess, right?
It's all projection, JR, but I'm just going by my eyes, what I've watched the last 2 years.
Yeah. No, reasonable. You look at what he's done. Now I think there would be some concerns about his size and his athleticism, but we'll find out sooner than later what he can go out there and do on a football field. It's easy to look at what he's done in Colorado and also Jackson State and look at what Cam Ward has done. And Cam Ward fits a little bit more to what you see nowadays from a quarterback. He has the ability to run. He looks a little bigger, looks a little stronger. And how they both fit in it, and let's also be real. Just because you're selected high in the draft, That doesn't mean that you just automatically going to work out in the league. And so it's tough. And the way that the quarterbacks are evaluated right now in the NFL, you got to sink or swim pretty much with your first chance and your first opportunity. Let's think about this. We got a guy today who, by the way, he did not get tagged, in Sam Darnold. Minnesota is like, man, we going to tag him for what? Go out there and see what your value is and then come back. Because, I mean, Minnesota is going to have options when it comes to somebody, A, being a backup to injury or somebody pushing J.J. McCarthy. It doesn't have to be Sam Darnold. If you're Kevin O'Connell and you used to play quarterback in the NFL, you probably feel somewhat good about, you know, what he can or can't do. We saw what Sam Darnold can do. And then what we saw, what Sam Darnold did at the end of the season, as he couldn't get over the hump. So, yeah, everybody selected. Is it going to work out? If I think about recent Jet quarterbacks not named Sam Darnold, we got a guy selected in 4 and Darnold, and we got Wilson at 3. And where the hell did these guys end up? Being backups. And Zach Wilson, if he would only be so lucky, he may get another chance somewhere else, but that doesn't look all that good right now. This is a tough, tough world when you think about franchise tags and who ends up here and who ends up there. And I don't know. Like, who really does? Hickey, do you know, is Cam Ward going to be a franchise quarterback or is he going to be a backup in a few years? Do you know?
I don't. I think he has the best chance of any quarterback in this class to become a franchise guy. But there are plenty of quarterbacks I have been wrong about. That's for sure, both ways. Them thinking that they're going to stink and amount to nothing. And also thinking that they'll be the next big thing, and they've amounted to absolutely nothing. So it's a crapshoot.
It really is, man. And you think about the jobs that are available, and you think about the pool of quarterbacks that you have to work with as well. There are 32 teams. You could legitimately say that out of the 32 teams that exist, like, how many, without me just going list by list and name, what, 3/4 of them? Maybe, no, not even. A little more than half are set up at quarterback, where they're just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need anybody. I'm straight on this one. And that's a big pool to work in. Let's just say the other 16 quarterbacks or other 16 teams, they're more than 16 QBs. Like, come on, Zach Wilson going out to Denver. You think that guy's ever going to throw another pass out in Denver unless there's some ridiculous injury to Knicks? We can start parking a lot of guys. And so how you now take an incoming rookie class and now we're going to throw them into the deep end of the pool and they're just going to work out with all the other options that are available? Like, there's no exact science for any of this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Last night, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he defended the Thunder from defeat. The man had 51 points. He had OKC beat the Rockets 137-128. It was his fourth 50-plus game. This just this season. He remains the league's top scorer, and he is likely to walk away with the MVP. Just about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you for being one of our MVPs. Yeah, everybody listening is an MVP. When we come back from break, yeah, we'll have a chat with Tony Pauline to talk about the NFL draft and a combine. I'm going to tell you about a New Yorker who is, he's one of the NFL greats. And then there's an NBA great, one of the greatest of all time, who will add to his resume tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.